Phoenix is hosting the American Farm Bureau's annual convention. It continues today downtown. Something that'll be on the minds of many attendees is water, specifically how to use it effectively and efficiently, and how technology may play a role in doing that. To talk about it, I'm joined by Robin Lawson. She's a partner with her Arizona family farm, which is called Tierra Verde Farms. She's also a field technology specialist with the firm Wilbur Ellis. And Robin, on your farm, have you started implementing technology that changes the way you use water and the amount of water you use?
Our family's been very fortunate to be around. I'm actually the fourth generation farmer for Tierra Verde Farms. And to stay relevant, you have to constantly be changing. And that started in the late 90s, early 2000s. My dad put in a drip irrigation system. And that was the first big step towards technology as far as water savings goes. And continuing on with that trend and looking forward to continue to be relevant in the industry, we also started using soil moisture monitoring probes. And that helps us just gather data to ask better questions. It's sensors that are submerged in the soil, protected, strategically placed throughout the field. And they're giving us data on how the water moves through the soil based on our irrigation practices.
So does that tell you how much you need to water in a particular area and whether or not what you're doing is working?
It allows us to ask more critical questions to be able to understand what we need to do to be stewards of the land and of our resources, including water. And using that information, we're analyzing what our plant needs. And that depends on the crop that we have in the ground, because that is going to depend on the root structure. How deep do we really need to get that water based on that tap root? How frequent we need to water that plant based on plant stress and plant needs, and that kind of thing.
Have you changed what kinds of crops you plant based on the amount of water that a particular crop takes?
It's a definite factor. So we used to be strictly cotton and grain and alfalfa farmers and jojoba when I started, just being a little tyke in the field. And now we do watermelons and have started into the vegetable seed market. And that is not only because of the commodity market, but to be excellent stewards of our resources like water and being able to have drip irrigation on our farm and utilizing data resources like we get with the soil moisture monitoring probes has changed our growing practices.
How much water do you guys use now relative to where you were, you know, 5-10 years ago?
That's a really good question, and I'm not going to give you a numerical answer, unfortunately. But what I will say is that because of the resources and the technology that we have now, we use a more precise amount of water to grow an increased output. So we're using our resources better, labor, land, water, chemicals, fertilizers, to produce the maximum output we can for a profitable crop to be able to sustain a global market as well as remain relevant here in Arizona.
What kinds of potential new technologies are on the horizon as far as helping farmers like yourself maybe use water smarter, use less of it, that sort of thing?
When you think about water, you have to think about what's manageable. What are the resources that you have on your farm now, and where can you take your farm? And that first depends on your irrigation practices. You need to look at your soil first. What kind of soil types do you have? How does water move through that soil? And then you can think about, okay, this is how I would order the water because I have sandy soils and water is going to move quickly, or I have a higher clay content in my soil or loam, and water is not going to move quite as fast. So this is how I need to schedule my water. So there's technologies out there now where you could actually variable rate irrigate depending on various inputs that you have in your field, meaning what type of crop you have, what type of soils you have, so that you can create a prescription, kind of like when you go to a doctor, they figure out, you tell them what's going on and they give you a prescription. No different than the soil. The soil is a living, breathing organism. And sometimes you need to provide a prescription based on what those soil and plants' needs are.
You mentioned that at your farm, you've switched out somewhat the types of crops that you're growing. Have you seen an increase in seeds that maybe are more drought resistant or drought tolerant? Or do you see that other farmers in Arizona are doing what you have done, which is to, you know, trade out some of the crops that you used to grow into ones that maybe allow you to use water a little differently?
I see a big change, not only because of market and commodity prices, but because of what we've been talking about today, Mark, and that's the resources that we have, and the number one being water. You know, cotton's one of our five C's, and we don't have the acres in cotton anymore that we used to. And growers are turning to new practices. They're turning to different types of technologies like satellite imagery, UAV imagery, to be able to better manage their crops in a timely manner, to put the time where they need it and the resources where they need it when they need it. It's not just our family farm. I think we're starting to see that across the Southwest.
Robin Lawson is a partner with her family farm, which is called Tierra Verde Farms. She's also a field technology specialist with the firm Wilbur Ellis.